Last year alone, Avista customers saved over 53 million kilowatt hours of energy. How? By caulking their windows, programming their thermostats, replacing their incandescent light bulbs with LEDs. Simple things, really. But the energy they saved was enough to power more than 4,000 homes for an entire year. Way to save, everyone. Way to save. Find your way to save at avistautilities.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio with your host, Ken Sachs. This show is created for you, the consumer. Our goal is to empower you with information and education, thereby giving you the tools needed to make informed decisions when it comes to real estate needs.
Welcome once again, listeners. My name is Ken Sachs. I am your host, and we are doing Real Estate Radio with Ken Sachs. My guest this morning is Kim Miller. Kim, good morning. And my guest, Kim, is a real estate, commercial and residential photographer. And, you know, kind of a, I don't know, to me it's kind of an interesting story how we came to meet each other. I listed a high-end home recently, and I had my clients schedule a photographer, which they did through my stager. And folks, I've always been kind of frustrated with the photos that I've seen out there. I've hired photographers in the past. I've been disappointed constantly with photographers. I ended up actually just asking one, hey, what kind of lens is that? And then I went out and got that lens. And so I've just kind of been taking my own pictures of my real estate listings. And I thought, you know, I'm doing as good of a job as anyone I'm hiring. Well, then I go to my client's house a couple weeks ago. They just had Kim come out, and they had a thumb drive of all of the photos. And wow, changed my world. I was done taking pictures. I finally found somebody who took exceptional photos, blew mine away, blew any other photographer I've ever used away. And I am done. And I said, Kim, can you be my gal? Because I don't want to take any more pictures after I've seen yours. You're on a different planet. So that's kind of how we met and came across each other. So now I have Kim in here doing a show with me. And we're going to talk about not just taking pictures, but what do we do to prepare the home before we take pictures? And then what do we want to think about when we're taking those photos? And I'm not talking to just real estate agents. I know real estate agents listen to this, but sellers, there's a lot of you wanting to take on this adventure yourself. And so you need to understand as well what goes behind prepping a house and photographing a house. So that's what we're going to talk about. So I hope I didn't build it up too much, Kim. But Kim, tell us about yourself, introduce yourself, and then we'll get going.
My name's Kim, and I'm from this area. And we were in North Carolina for 15 years and just moved back here 3 years ago. So I'm getting to know the area all over again. Good. It's very different from when I was young. And I did weddings there. And I decided that I was done with those for a while.
Enough for the weddings.
And I wanted to use my talents in a different way. So I researched, and I've always loved architecture and real estate, but I didn't want to be an agent.
Right.
So what? I thought, let's combine the two. I did the research, and there's not a whole lot of companies that do just what I do.
Sure.
So that launched about 2 years ago.
Wonderful. And how's it been going?
Really well. We're getting a new client about once a week.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And folks, if you want to look at any of Kim's work, you can go on to her site at picturemyproperty.net.
That's right.
Picturemyproperty.net. You'll see some photos. She has a portfolio there. You can get a hold of Kim. Her company, again, is called Picture My Property. I'll put out her phone number now, 509-769-9350. So those are ways to look at the photos that I'm talking about. I'm telling you, I don't really get impressed that easily. It blew me away. And I know I've told you that 100 times, but I'm going to keep telling you.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's start with, before we're taking pictures, Kim, what do we have to think about in preparation of our photos?
Well, we have to think about that our house, as we live in it, and we think it's clean, which it is, and comfortable, versus being ready for photographs are two different things.
Okay.
And I come across that a lot. People think, well, my house is clean, it's ready. And they did a great job cleaning their house, and I give them props for that. And I know it's hard to get your house ready to sell.
Especially a house you've been seeing day in and day out for 20 years.
Right.
I'm guessing there's a lot that you just kind of miss.
We get very comfortable with where we live. If you came to my house today and said, we're going to shoot it, there'd be no way. It's just two different things. So I tell people, you know, first start outside. Curb appeal is extremely important. And that's the first picture that's listed is the front of your house.
Sure.
You know, don't be afraid to sweep your walkways and pull a few weeds and make sure it's the right time of day to shoot the house.
Yeah, curb appeal is a big thing, you guys. And I've talked about this before. You know, I've talked about how do you sell a house. And how you sell a house is not getting the house eliminated. And what I mean by that, buyers, we know where you are. You're online, mm-hmm. right? And so we also know how you purchase a house. And how you purchase a house is you're bringing up these homes, you're looking at them online, and you're eliminating. And it's the last few that are standing are the ones you go and look at.
That's right.
And what makes you eliminate homes? Of course, you know, bedroom, bath, and things of that nature. But you're looking at the photos. And so that should tell you that's a hugely important endeavor in selling a home. So then we don't get our house eliminated. And then we want you then to go to the house. Mm-hmm. But, Kim, like we talked about and what I explained to sellers, that's still not enough. Because once you get to the house, I want you to get out of your car and go in the house.
Right.
And if that curb appeal's not there,
that's right.
You look out the window and you say, let's keep going.
That's right.
So curb appeal is huge. Anything you can touch on, maybe things you've seen, we're speaking the exterior of the home, anything that you've seen, like common mistakes or just red flags.
You know, broken down cars.
And,
you know, if you have cyclone fences and there's dogs in the backyard that you can see from the front.
Sure.
You know, we all love our animals, but some people don't like pets. And if they see a house that's got dogs or cats, they literally might just pass it up because of that.
Agreed. Other things I think about, Kim, when we're thinking about curb appeal and exterior, those pine needles that are coming over the rain gutters.
Yes.
You're kind of telling prospective buyers that you really don't
take care of your house.
Mm-hmm. Weeds, overgrown shrubs.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this, sellers? Do your shrubs ever grow over covering your address? And here you're trying to sell your house. Yeah. And so somebody who's never been to your house is trying to find it.
That's right.
And you haven't thought enough to make sure they can clearly see your address.
Right.
Things to think about. So as we move into the house, now, in getting a home ready, what are we thinking about? What should we do?
Well, you know, and I want to touch on this quickly. Okay. You know, I hear a lot of realtors and for sale by owners say, you know, I can't afford a photographer. And I have to say, you can't afford not to have a photographer because, you know, again, those are the first things you see. And so as far as getting the house ready, you know, rugs are a big thing I see. I've saw it again recently. If you have beautiful hardwood floors and real tile and stuff like that, don't cover it up. Because when you do that, it looks like you're trying to cover up something.
Sure.
A flaw.
Sure.
And, you know, if you have it, flaunt it in your house. You know, if it's beautiful, show it.
That's good. And you know, we were talking too, and okay, like my mom. I'm going to say it. And I've talked about her before. The home she's had in the past, she'll then want to sell them. Every corner, nook, and cranny is filled with a chair, covered with a rug, with a picture. Yeah. You can't even see the house. There's so much stuff there.
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking of when you talk about these rugs where, I mean, think about it, sellers. Why did you buy the house? Was it the floor that stood out?
Right.
Well, now you're covering that floor that made you buy the house, and you're trying to sell the house.
Right.
So show it off.
That's right.
Nobody wants to see your rugs.
That's right.
And like Kim said, some buyers, and I tend to be on the paranoid side, what are you hiding? You're hiding something.
Exactly.
You're hiding something.
And fireplaces, too, I noticed. A lot of people have working fireplaces, and they'll put candles on them, or they'll close them up, and they'll look like they're not usable. And some people want a fireplace in their living room. And if it looks like it's not working, then you know, they could pass that up too.
You know, and something I've never done when I've taken pictures, and I noticed you did on this house I was talking about earlier. And here it is, where are we? September, when I was in that house about 2 weeks ago. And I'm looking at the pictures, and you have the fireplace on.
Well, I put fires in all my photos and the fireplace.
I thought, that is gorgeous. Why didn't I ever do that? The fireplace is there.
Right.
Why not have a fire going? It just made the picture pop.
It did.
So you reminded me of that. Okay, what else interior-wise?
So, you know, less clutter. You know, don't go too far the other direction because then it looks like it's vacant. We don't want to do that. We don't want to take everything off the counters to the point where it looks like no one lives there.
Sure.
But it's okay to leave a butcher block and stuff like that in the kitchen and a nice hand towel. But, you know, cups of pens and, you know, the extra clutter, things we use to live with are not necessarily, like, again, things that we would want in the photos.
Right. So it's okay to have a few things on the counter, you know, a coffee maker, a roll of paper towels, but we're certainly not going to have our breakfast bowls that we had our cereal in sitting on the counter with milk spilled around it.
Right.
So, you know, and this may, you guys may look, Ken, obvious. I mean, this is obvious stuff, but you would be surprised as to what I have seen, and I'm guessing what you have seen on the MLS.
Yeah.
And, you know, my one story, too, think about this. Two sellers, and I was telling you about this, I sold a police officer's home. And I'm going into his home, getting it ready, and master closet was filled with police uniforms, police stuff everywhere. And I said, you got to decop the house.
Yeah.
You got to decop the house.
That's right.
And they did. You would not know there was a police officer living in that home. But you have to think about that.
You
know, not only in the thinking about distractions, because you don't want buyers to be distracted. You also, hate to say it, but you don't want to, you know, anybody who might have other motives, you don't want to be telling them, hey, there's guns in the house. Right. So if I see cop uniforms, a cop lives there and I'm, you know, I'm a crime of opportunity guy, I might go sniffing around for guns.
Right.
You have to think about that stuff.
You do. That reminds me of something else that we didn't go over is we have a lot of hunters around here.
Yes.
I went and shot a house 2 weeks ago for the exteriors, and they had me come in for a minute. Now I'm going to go back and do the interiors.
Yeah.
And he likes to go to Africa.
Oh,
and
boy.
Hunt.
I know where you're going.
And the whole room in the dining room was dedicated to that. And he had a full size. Well, he had from the breast up a giraffe, gazelle, all kinds of stuff. And I thought,
I'd be gone.
Yeah. So the realtor told me, she's like, I told her that has to come out of here.
Yes.
You know, because some people are very offended by that.
Yeah. I would have turned around and walked out.
Yeah. So it's great for them. And that's what they like to do. But it's not great for everybody.
Right. We don't want it to look like your house.
Yeah.
Right. We want it to look like the prospective buyer's home.
Right.
So, yeah, great.
They have to envision themselves in that house.
Sure. How about bathrooms? Those come up a lot. What kind of stuff should we be thinking about when we're photographing a bathroom and getting it ready, angles? What should we do? I know I have my opinions.
The personal hygiene, you know, toothbrushes, stuff like that. People don't want to see stuff that you use for personal use. You know, I always fold the toilet paper in a nice little triangle and try to make it feel nice.
So don't have it hanging down about a foot and a half from the toilet roll.
Right.
Okay.
Hair.
Okay.
You know, we want it to be clean. But streaks on mirrors, I see a lot. And those really show up. You know, so wipe every surface in your house. It's really important.
Interesting.
To do that.
Now, I just got a signal from producer Kim. We have to roll into our 1 minute break, folks. So, my guest is Kim Miller with Picture My Property. She's a real estate photographer. I am Ken Sachs. You're listening to Real Estate Radio. We'll be back at you in 1 minute.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at NostalgiaMagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine. Ageless stories, ageless photos.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.
In study after study, money is often cited as one of the top conflict points in a marriage. Finances can be an emotional topic for couples, especially when money is tight. So it pays to get in the habit of discussing it on a regular basis, even if you keep separate finances. At stcumoney.org, find 6 tips for making the conversation easier.
And welcome back, Real Estate Radio. My name is Ken Sachs. I'm your host. We are talking about photography, folks. We are talking about photography, real estate photography, of course. And this is for the real estate agent. This is for other photographers, but also this is for sellers who want to do this themselves. My guest is Kimberly Miller with Picture My Property. Again, you can look up Kim's work and reach her at her website, picturemyproperty.net. You can also call Kimberly at 509-769-9350. We kind of finished up the first half of the show, kind of getting the house ready, Kim.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting ready to take our camera out. But we were just finishing up on the bathroom topic. And we mentioned that, folks, you have to understand nobody wants to see all of your cosmetics and beauty products on the counter. But Kim said something interesting, that even streaks on the mirror show up in photos. And the last thing I'm going to say before we get into actually taking pictures, this drives me nuts. And if you don't believe me, get on your local MLS, go to a realtor site, start looking at photos. Tell me how many people you see, how many flashes you see in the bathroom mirror. Drives me crazy. The one story I have, we have a place in Oceanside, California, on the beach, and there, it's a four-story building. The fourth story are penthouses, right?
Yeah.
We don't have a penthouse. But the penthouses, right? They're the creme de la creme. And I pull up my real estate app because one was for sale, and I wanted to kind of see, you know where I'm going. And I pull up the pictures, and there is a picture of the bathroom. And I see this guy with shorts, a Hawaiian shirt on, and I see a big flash and his upper torso in the mirror. And I'm thinking, this is about $1 million property, and this is what you're putting out there?
I was so disgusted
by that.
Right, and it's not expensive, you know.
No.
It's under $100 to get professional photos. It's so worth it.
Right.
And, you know, it's about class, too. What does it say about, you know, even everyone in your office, if someone else in your office isn't paying someone to do them and they're doing them themselves, or they're paying someone, the pictures aren't good, it really reflects on everybody.
And what does it say about you, Mr. or Mrs. Real Estate Agent? I mean, this is your value proposition.
That's
this
right.
is your branding.
It's your business.
And now it's going out through the internet and going worldwide. And there you are standing in the mirror of $1 million property with a big flash. And you're like, well, here's the bathroom.
Yeah.
Really? Because I just see you. Yeah. In a reflection.
You got to be professional and classy.
Okay, so enough of getting the home ready, Kim. Let's talk about taking pictures. What do I need to think about? My house is ready. What do I think about that I maybe haven't thought about before? Because I really haven't shot a home before, and now I want to sell it. So what do I got to start thinking about in my head?
So when you go to schedule it, one of the big important things you need to think about is, you know, like we said about curb appeal, so time of day. You know, if the sun is shining on your house in the morning, then we need to do a morning shoot.
Okay.
We don't want to shoot into the sun because it's not going to look good. So.
And sometimes I've had to do this where I go out in the morning to take a picture of the front, and then I go out in the afternoon to take a picture of the back.
Right.
Just
right.
because of the sun. So what else? I'm thinking of, I've seen pictures where I've seen children in them. I've seen, I've seen other humans in them.
Yeah.
I've seen scratching posts, like a cat's post.
Right.
Well, right away, obviously that tells me there's a cat in the house. And my wife and I are allergic to cats. So if we were buyers, eliminate.
Right.
Automatically eliminate. But if the post wasn't there, we wouldn't eliminate it. And we might go there, and then we may never know there's a cat there.
Right. So you want to make sure your carpets are clean and your pet bowls are put away and the dog hair is off the couches and stuff like that. You know, again, we all love our pets, but some people, like you said, are allergic, or some people, you don't want to hide it. I mean, if you're allergic, sure, you're going to find out they have pets. But, you know, if they took care of their place, though, that may be a different story. So, you know, and even animals, having animals there while I'm shooting has been an issue because, you know, it's really hard to shoot around cats and dogs when they're, you know, running all around.
Right.
So maybe have your friends take your pets for the day or for the shoot or
and then
crate them.
I've learned too, and I learned this, well, not necessarily the hard way, but I go back to the office and then I start uploading my photos, and darn it, there's that little white dog that made it in the picture.
Right.
So I taught myself, now when I'm at the house, although I'm not going to be taking my own pictures anymore, but when I'm at the house, I will preview all of them and look on the edges to make sure nothing, kid, dog, animal, has snuck in and made it into the picture.
Right.
Good, good. So what about lighting? You know, anything about turn the house lights on, turn the every light on? What do you...
Yeah, so we have those new bulbs that I'm still getting used to that take a little longer to turn on.
Okay.
So used to be I could just go in and flick them on. But so now, you know, I ask homeowners to make sure every light's on. And there's bulbs in some of them. I come across, you know, a lot of lights don't have bulbs in them. And that, you know, that's...
Oh.
Yeah, so if you have a bed and you have lamps on both sides, and one's working and one's not, well, I can't really use one of them because that won't look very well. It'll look like I forgot to turn on the other light. So, yeah, I get the lights. And I don't need the lights for lighting. I need them for the ambiance, for the feel of the way it makes the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do I need to think about, you know, laundry rooms, you know, bedrooms? Should I, are there any tricks of the trade? Are there any tricks that I can do? Not trickery like deception, but tricks that make the rooms look better that with us living in the house 20 years, seeing the same thing every day, we don't think about. Whether it's colors of linen or pillows or throw pillows, what should I do to make the pictures look the best they can? Are there any tricks?
There are tricks.
So
for the laundry room, the washer and dryer tend to get really dirty. So if you give them a nice wipe down, especially if you're selling them with a home, you know, you want the appliances to look nice.
Sure.
And laundry rooms, I always ask the homeowner to give me a stack of matching towels and we fold them real nice and stack them on top.
Yes, you
looks
did that
so fresh.
On my house. Yes.
If there's a place to hang clothes, get a few nice wood hangers and hang them there just loosely. Baskets, like beautiful baskets are nice, you know, kind of gives the idea of a laundry basket, but not a cheap one. But hide your soaps, clean your utility sinks. Don't leave a dirty bar of soap sitting there. I mean, make it look like it's new.
And we could go on the multiple listing service right now and look at laundry rooms, and I'll bet you half of them have the boxes and bottles of detergent out there.
Right,
because I see that a lot. So those are simple things.
We're talking about
a minute maybe just to move the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, when I used to take my own photos up till 2 weeks ago until I met you, I would have the homeowner go with me and they would start prepping everything and they would be moving things out of the laundry room because I would say what you just said.
Right.
They would be turning all the lights on. They would be moving the I mean, we would pick up dishes in the kitchen and put them in the living room while we're shooting the kitchen.
Right.
I also would have the homeowner do that because there was one time I broke something. And so I don't do that anymore. So I had them do it, them move it, because I don't want to break anything.
That's right.
So simple things that may not be obvious, but then when you hear it, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so obvious. Of course I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to do
that. I mean, bachelor
that.
Pads. I've done a few bachelor pads where it's just like,
oh,
you know,
fun.
Bless their heart. They're just young guys just doing their thing, but there's just so much stuff. And I would recommend in that situation, and I do offer this service, I'm going to get ready to get it on my site, but to actually have a consultation prior to the shoot where I come out and I give them advice as to what needs to be moved and what we can do to make some things look better in the house. And that would be a good start for bachelor pads. I notice a lot, it's, you know, they just don't know what
Well, there's so much prep that it's not one of those things you can show up with your camera and just kind of do it as you're taking pictures.
Yeah, it's like we need boxes.
Right. Like you need a weekend to get this house ready.
Yeah.
Any thought about shooting every room, every bathroom? I know I shared kind of my philosophy on that, but that's just me.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on throwing everything up there on the internet?
I shoot every room just because every realtor is different. But, you know, do you need to show every single room? No, especially storage rooms. I find a lot of houses have storage rooms like, oh, and they'll take me down there and say, look at this giant space. And I say, yes, this is an amazing space that you want to list. You don't want me to take pictures of this because every nook and cranny is full of everything that you don't want us to see upstairs.
Right.
So it's okay to list things, folks. You don't have to show pictures of every part of your house. Let's highlight the good things about your house. You know, for women, it's the kitchen.
Sure.
It's the master bathroom, the double sink, stuff like that, the master closet. For guys, it's like, what, the garages and the man caves.
For me, it's
and
the kitchen, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you have your chef, So, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, good. And, you know, I talked about my philosophy, and I'll share it again here, folks. I personally don't list every photo of the house. Now, you know, there are some really cool master bathrooms, and the one you shot for me, I did list because it's just walk-in, shower, and you had some really super cool angles. Some I was trying to figure out, how'd you get this angle? But I'm not going to have the guest bathroom and maybe the kids' bathroom because people know there's a toilet and a sink and probably a shower bathtub in the bathroom. And again, folks, if you remember what I talked about at the beginning of the show, we buy homes by eliminating other homes. And so if I show you every room in that house, the chances of you eliminating it are greater. I want to show you enough. I want to show you the highlights. I want to tease you. I want to show you the kitchen, the master bath, all these cool features so you don't eliminate it. So then you get in your car and you go see it. I want to see the rest of the house.
Right.
But I also tell my sellers, look, I know the second that I make your listing active, you and your friends and your kids are going to go online and you're going to check my work. I know that. So it's not a secret. Do it. I want you to do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to see all the rooms on there. And then I explain to them why I do that. And, okay, Ken, that makes sense. That makes sense. But if I don't explain that, they're going to say, well, look at Ken. He only put half the photos on, and he doesn't know what he's doing. The other thing, too, is we have about a minute left, is I will list the photos in the order that the prospective buyer will see the house when they walk in.
Right.
So I'm not going to have the entryway and then the master upstairs and then the kitchen and then the basement bedroom.
Right.
That I will not do that. I will list them in the order, buyer, that you will see them when you walk in the house. I want to create that familiarity, that comfort, like, oh, I've kind of been here before. Because I know if you're going to see that house, you've looked at it probably 20 times online before going there. So, Kim, we have about 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add that maybe we didn't cover?
I just want to say, you know, your linens are important. If they're wrinkled and everything, you know, that stuff shows in photos.
Yes.
And I also just want to say that, you know, I know how hard it is to get your house ready. And I want people that are listening to understand that we appreciate you doing that. And we appreciate for what you go through with sports and work and everything and then trying to get your home ready and how hard it is. And just listen to the professionals. That's the main advice I have is listen to the professionals. We know what we're doing.
And we do it every day.
And we do it every day. And it's nothing personal against you. I get that a lot. They get offended about me telling them to move something. And it's nothing personal. It's just from experience.
It's accomplishing your goals. You want to sell your house, seller.
Exactly.
So let's sell it.
Right. And I just say that. If you want to sell your house and you're serious about it, then you'll pay attention to what we say.
Good, good. Well, Kim, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Again, my guest was Kim Miller with Picture My Property. You can look at Kim's work at picturemyproperty.net. You can also call her 509-769-9350. Folks, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Real Estate Radio with Ken Sachs. We'll see you next time.
Radio is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Ken a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.